Chapter 1. There's something down there. On Friday morning, January 10th, 1901, the people of Beaumont in southeast Texas woke beneath their blankets to a chill dawn. The winds of a rare blue norther whistling past the buckboards and wagons bumping along the unpaved downtown streets. Splayed along the banks of the Neches River, about 15 miles inland from the Gulf of Mexico, Beaumont was a lumberman's town, ringed by sawmills that split and cut the giant tree trunks railroad cars brought in from East Texas. 4 miles southwest of town, out on the barren coastal moors pockmarked with marshes and sinkholes, rose a lonely mound. Cattle nibbled grass all around it. The locals called it the Big Hill. But it was hardly a hill at all, more a bump on the earth, barely 15 feet high. The prairie grasses, waving now in the north wind, gave way at its crest to a whitish spray of alkali, making it look like a grandfather's balding head. The older children sometimes tried to scare the little ones by saying the Big Hill was haunted. There were legends the pirate Jean Lafitte had buried treasure there. Sometimes at night, you could see strange dancing lights. The Big Hill certainly smelled satanic, owing to the sulfur springs that spat and bubbled all around its weary base. Atop the mound, silhouetted against the gray morning sky, stood the skeleton of an oil derrick, a latticework triangle of wood, 64 feet high. At its base that morning, two men could be seen working, a square-jawed young man named Kurt Hamill and his helper, Peck Bird. At around 9, a buckboard pulled up below. Their boss, Kurt's brother Al, trudged up the hill with a new drill bit. The old one had ground to pieces the day before when they struck solid rock. The Hamills, honest, strongly built men known for working themselves to exhaustion, were water well drillers who had switched to oil 3 years earlier, nursing the odd trickle of crude out of the ground at Corsicana, south of Dallas. Called to Beaumont, they had been working this new well for 7 weeks now, reaching 1,100 feet, and they had already found the rainbow sheen of oil in the muck they drew from below. They told no one but the owner, who instructed them to drill deeper. Yet even that modest showing of oil would surprise folks in Beaumont. Most everyone around town thought they were daft to be looking for oil here anyway. Everyone knew the only serious oil under American soil was back east, in Pennsylvania, or up north, in Kansas. When Al brought up the new bit, he and Kurt attached it to the drill stem, then began lowering steel pipe into the hole. Kurt clambered high on the derrick, onto the swivel boards, where he worked the elevator wires as the pipe slowly disappeared into the earth. An hour later, they had fed 35 joints of pipe into the hole, reaching 700 feet or so, when suddenly the pipe began to shake violently. A moment later, the rig began to shudder and quake. As the Hamills watched, dumbstruck, reddish-brown drilling mud began to bubble up from the hole, slowly at first, then faster, till the entire drilling platform was awash. With the rush of mud came a hissing sound, then a gurgling, as if some giant beast below was spitting up. Beneath them, the Big Hill began to rumble. The flow of drilling mud began to jump and leap, creating a fountain right there in front of them. Then suddenly, the fountain exploded, an eruption of mud that shot straight up into the morning sky high above the derrick. Al and Peck Bird dived to the side, rolling beneath a barbed wire fence. The geyser of mud drenched Kurt, high on the swivel boards, momentarily blinding him. He leaped for the ladder and skittered to the ground like a circus acrobat, though years later he would say,